This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. This week, we're hearing from grassroots organizers in Arizona about the changing political landscape there. The Supreme Court's ruling on the state's immigration enforcement law, SB 1070, is the catalyst for much of that change. Yesterday, we heard from Latino community activists who say it could help them get out the vote. Today, we'll hear from the Tea Party. My co-host Audie Cornish is in Arizona this week. She met with some Tea Party conservatives and found that immigration is also a hot-button issue for them, but it's not the only one.
So we're here in Phoenix in Maricopa County, where 3 out of 5 Republicans in the state actually live. As a result, it's also become a hotbed of Tea Party activism in the state. And so we decided to check in with one of the leaders of these groups. His name is Wesley Harris, and he's head of the original North Phoenix Tea Party.
This is where I do most everything, in here.
We're in Wes Harris's study. The shades are drawn to keep the heat out and the air conditioning in. A bright yellow sash printed with the slogan, "Don't Tread on Me," and a button that says, "I'm a Tea Party Leader," lay draped over a lamp. The walls are covered with diplomas, photos, and antique firearms.
Oh, that was my wife's father's shotgun.
Harris used to manufacture precision rifle barrels. These days, his son runs the business. Now Wes Harris spends most of his time as a full-time Tea Party activist, and I want to stop and say here, the first rule of Tea Party activists, you do not talk about being a Tea Party leader. No one person speaks for the movement as a whole. But in his personal experience, Harris can trace the ebb and flow of enthusiasm in his community. And he looks fondly on that period back in 2009 when he first started holding meetings under the Tea Party mantle, when they outgrew their first meeting space in 2 weeks.
We've had huge events here. When we get more Tea Parties together, you know, we number in the thousands. Sometimes quite a bit less, especially after the last election, everybody kind of, the balloon deflated and people got, well, gee, we won this big one. We didn't win anything, really.
So what do you mean when you say that the balloon deflated?
You know, attendance fell off. People started to get complacent again. Apathy in this country is a tragedy. If my ox isn't being gored, I don't care. And that's what you found after the election in 2010 when we had, quote, a new order, at least in the House. We saw quickly that that new order didn't perform up to our expectations nor up to their promises. And so as a result, people started to become disenchanted. Obamacare has regenerated it. People are starting to rally back to the Tea Parties because of these kinds of things going on. And the fact that the country is going to the hell in a handbasket, pardon the English, but that's it.
He cites the national unemployment rate, the California cities that have had to file for bankruptcy, the federal agencies, he says, that have long overreached in power. But mention immigration and Wes Harris lights up. Tea Party activists rallied around the hardline immigration enforcement cause. While the Supreme Court ruling struck down 3 out of 4 provisions under scrutiny, the most popular provision with conservatives, allowing police to check immigration status during routine traffic stops, was upheld.
90% of 1070 is in place. The Obama administration has couched it as though it were a great loss. It was not a loss. It was a profound victory.
So then, effect, has the air been sucked out of the room for that issue for you, or do you find people are coming back to your organization over this?
They are, without a doubt. I am not a fan of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I've known him for years. I am a fan, however, of some of the things he has done and tried to do. And I take great exception to the federal government coming down on that one individual. So these are rallying points for Tea Party people or activists like myself.
And it's a much-needed boost after a flurry of Tea Party-backed candidates had a tough time last fall. Not only was the author of the SB 1070 immigration law, Russell Pierce, recalled from office, Tea Party-supported challengers to the Phoenix City Council flopped, and the mayoral candidate who courted their votes was similarly trounced. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's long enjoyed Tea Party support, is facing a lawsuit over racial profiling and a tough re-election campaign. But Tea Party conservatives remain a coveted demographic in several contests this summer, including the race for Arizona's U.S. Senate seat.
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. good.
At a trendy Scottsdale steak restaurant, a couple dozen Republican women gather for a meet and greet with Senate candidate Will Cardin, a boyish-looking businessman.
Hi, I'm Sharon Crane.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Are you sure you're old enough to do this?
Yeah.
It's a well-connected group with many active in the state Republican Party or with Tea Party chapters. There are summer dresses adorned with rhinestone pins of elephants, and one lapel sparkles with a Romney 2012 brooch. Will Cardin's opponent is six-term Congressman Jeff Flake, well-known in the state. Both candidates are constantly trying to outdo each other's conservative credentials. While some women at today's lunch are still undecided, they do seem poised to jump into action one way or another.
My name is Susan Leeper, and I am a conservative activist.
If Wes Harris worried about apathy, Leeper, who identifies with the Tea Party, says they were just refueling.
I think the Tea Party is gone to ground, and we are just as strong, just as motivated as we were during the Obamacare legislation. We're still supporting candidates, and we're in there fighting.
With the Supreme Court ruling over the last couple, there were two key Supreme Court rulings for Arizona. There was health care, of course, which is something that Tea Party activists have been very vocal about, but also the state immigration laws for Arizona. How do you think these issues have affected things for activists such as yourself?
Well, I think there are a number of us who were very disappointed with the immigration ruling. It's been put on the back burner right now by the Obamacare ruling. It's still an issue because there are other states that have immigration laws that were modeled after Arizona. And I think it's still an issue, but it's not in the forefront.
What are the issues you think are taking over?
Well, the economy and certainly the health care law, it's not just about access. It's not just about lower costs. It's the overwhelming takeover of this health care system by the government. If you wanted to improve health care for the country, that was not the way to go.
At the end of the day, the number one issue for Leeper, Wesley Harris, and others is getting President Obama out of office. And new voter registration numbers show that while Republicans have steadily gained supporters over the last 2 years, the number of registered Democrats has fallen. So conservatives are still very much running the show here, at least for now. In Phoenix, I'm Audie Cornish.
This is NPR.